This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones is about to be back on air live hosting the Alex Jones Show from the InfoWars World Headquarters here in Austin, Texas. Once again, Owen Troyer breaking in here with just some of the latest developing news. Again, the mass shooter in Boulder, Colorado has been identified, Ahmad al-Issa. He was an immigrant from Syria, a Muslim Islamic State sympathizer, and he was also an anti-Trump liberal leftist who liked to share the propaganda, fake news of the Washington Post and other like publications on his social media. He also would talk about how racist and Islamophobic Americans are, how bad Trump is. He was all about as much immigration as possible. And so all of this is coming out. He was antisocial, maybe a paranoid schizophrenic. Who knows what kind of pharmaceutical drugs he was on to deal with his paranoia. We will probably never get to know the truth on that. But, of course, as usual, it was the left, it was the liberal media that jumped onto the narrative. They were actually foaming at the mouth, hopping up and down. They were so excited. And so I have some examples here of what's going on. Amy Siskind, a verified leftist journalist on Twitter. The shooter was taken into custody. In other words, it's almost certain a white man. Again, if he were black or brown, he would have been dead. She has not, as far as I know, deleted these tweets yet. Oh, wait. But then she found out that it was Muslim, and she changed her tone. Now she says, let's mourn the victims, but not glorify the killer with the intention of having his name widely known. Oh, so now that he's not a white male, you don't want to know the details. Mina Harris, again, verified leftist. I deleted a previous tweet about the suspect in the Boulder shooting. I made an assumption based on his being taken into custody alive and the fact that the majority of mass shootings in the U.S. are carried out by white men. So you were fake news, but you double down on your fake news, even though you deleted your fake news. So you were wrong. Once again, Uzair, this individual, is actually a, he says he debunks misinformation and fake news for the AFP fact check. But ironically, he's fake news himself. He tweets out, he was only apprehended and not choked or shot to death because he was not brown, black, or Muslim. But he was Muslim. He is only a shooter, not a terrorist. A poor white guy who may have had a bad day or a sex addict killed at least 10 people in Boulder, he says. So it was all fake news coming from the guy who tries to debunk fake news. Not so well, not so good at his job. Then there's this one. It doesn't stop. It doesn't stop. Julie DeCaro, again, another verified leftist, extremely tired of people's lives depending on whether a white man with a AR-15 is having a good day or not. Another verified liberal waves in, Hamul Javeri. It's always angry white men. Always. Except that it wasn't. Then you had this tweet go completely viral, and again, just before they know any facts. I'll bet anyone my salary right now that the shooter in Boulder is a right-wing MAGA white male. This tweet is still up. And if you go to the tweet, you'll find other liberals saying, oh, I'll agree. I'll double it. My salary. Oh, it's definitely a white male. Oh, guarantee you he's MAGA. Oh, this is the Captain Obvious. Oops. Oops. Your anti-white bigotry is showing. So what does this really show you? Well, you know what? It's sad about this mass shooting, and if one individual there would have had a gun, it could have saved lives. The liberals will never be honest about that, and they won't even be honest about their own racism. And so once again, a side issue, but it's a major issue. Liberalism is a mental disorder, folks. This is outside of the shooter, probably, but I mean, these leftists are really deranged.
Gimmerick's Essentials is all natural, all organic, high-end, quality, clean self-care products. And they are 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com with free shipping for a limited time. That is the 3 essential oil, all natural hand sanitizers. That's all of these high-end, super pure, quality essential oils in basically every popular scent that's out there. Then, of course, we have the natural shampoo, organic. We also have the body wash. It's all there. And our best-selling organic deodorant from Enrix Essentials, 50% off and free shipping, part of our big blowout sale that's taking place right now. We also have Brainforce Plus Nootropic back in stock. It's 50% off as well at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off and free shipping right now at InfoWarsStore.com on these select items.
Answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones is in the building. He is doing some deep research, getting some intel right now on this situation, and he's going to be joining us as soon as he can. Meanwhile, I'll be filling in until he's ready to come in studio and give you the latest update. But look, here's the deal. Mass shootings in this country are really a rare occurrence, and they would be even more rare if we had citizens with guns stopping them. But they know the police take at least 2 minutes to get to the scene, so they know they can fire off at least a magazine or two full of rounds at innocent people, killing people, and get away with it because they never get stopped until the cops show up. One person, one citizen, one good citizen with a gun could have saved lives in that Colorado grocery store. And so there's this whole notion like, oh, you just want it to be like the Wild Wild West, everybody with a pistol on their head. Blah, blah, blah. No, that's not how I want it. That's not how I want it at all. All it took was one crazy guy, one bad guy with a gun to kill 10 people. All it would have taken was one good guy with a gun in that store to stop it. Instead, there wasn't one. There was no armed security. And it took minutes for the police to get there. And he was able to kill 10 people. That's just logic. That's just common sense. We figured that out a long time ago in this country. And we had no mass shootings then. So, a mass shooting is still a rare thing. Here's what's not a rare thing, and here's what is a major problem facing all of us. Most people listening to this broadcast will probably never be directly impacted by a mass shooting. Let's pray to God that continues. But almost everybody listening to this podcast, almost everybody listening to this radio show, almost everybody watching this right now is going to be negatively impacted by Democrat liberal policies, just like everyone in that grocery store was. That's the real threat. And now the liberal lefties are going so out of control, their minds are so warped, their minds are so bent, propagandized, they've become dangers to society. So this individual was a danger to society. He came in with a gun, he killed people. Well, most of these liberals may not have a gun, but they're dangers to society. Their policies will kill you. Their policies will kill freedom in the West. So I just think it's important that we remember we have serious political issues we need to straighten out. And just going against the obvious illogic of the left saying we need to ban guns, that's the answer to this. No, that's the problem with this. See, Joe Biden has just made a statement. By the way, the headline on ABC News, I laughed out loud during the break reading this headline. I'm not kidding. This is the headline. Biden forced to confront second mass shooting in a week amid COVID relief tour. COVID relief tour. So he went from the basement to the kitchen and then to his office. That's Biden's COVID relief tour. What a joke. But here's the actual statement from Biden. Today, I am calling on Congress to enact common sense gun law reforms. Here we go again. Including requiring background checks, already there, on all gun sales. Banning assault weapons, and assault weapons, they still can't categorize that. They still can't tell you what an assault weapon is. And high-capacity magazines. Well, what is that even? What's a high-capacity magazine? So it's just all this ambiguity. And eliminating immunity for gun manufacturers who knowingly put weapons of war on their streets. Huh? So if I go out with a Louisville Slugger and bash somebody's head in, do you go after the Louisville Slugger? Do you go after baseball bats? No, of course not. There was just a story out of Miami. Two youths, they call them spring breakers, two spring breakers, drugged and raped, and the girl ended up dying. This girl in Miami, spring breakers they called it, they gave her Percocets. Are you going to go after Percocet? Should we ban Percocet? What if it comes out that this mass shooter was on psychotropic drugs, which I think we could almost guarantee it? We'll never get to know that, though. I doubt they'll release that information. But again, what was the reality of the situation? Well, he was the shooter, anti-Trump, liberal, leftist. And now we have all of his social media posts where he's sharing PBS, he's sharing Washington Post, he's sharing all the anti-Trump news, saying how America's racist, Islamophobic, blamed the Christchurch shooting on Islamophobia. Ironically, then, as an Islamicist, goes out and does a mass shooting. Ahmad al-Issa was an Islamic State sympathizer, an immigrant from Syria. Again, a known anti-Trump leftist. His family said he was antisocial, perhaps paranoid schizophrenic. That's why we ask about the drugs that he could have potentially been on. But that doesn't stop all these verified liberal leftists on Twitter from saying he's white. CJ Werlemann, the suspected gunman in Boulder, Colorado mass shooting, is a white guy. A white domestic terrorist. That was a lie. Here's some more of them. Julia DeCaro, extremely tired of people's lives depending on whether a white man with an AR-15 is having a good day or not. Kamal Javeri weighs in. It's always an angry white man. Always. Except it wasn't. Uzar Hassan Rizvi, a poor white guy who may have had a bad day, killed at least 10 people. He was only apprehended and not choked or shot to death because he was not brown, black, or Muslim. Except he was. And that's Uzar Hassan Rizvi, who's a debunker of misinformation for the AFP fact check. Isn't that funny? He's an agent of misinformation, actually. Mina Harris, I deleted a previous tweet about the suspect being white in the Boulder shooting. I made an assumption based on his being taken into custody alive and the fact that the majority of mass shootings in the U.S. are carried out by white men. So still going along with the lie, even after she tells the lie and admits she lied. Here's Amy Siskind. The shooter is taken into custody. In other words, it was a white man again. If he were black or brown, he would be dead. Oops. Well, Amy found out it was a Muslim, and now she says, let's not mourn the victims, but not glorify the killer with intention of having his name widely known. Alex Jones is in studio. I'd like him to come on air. Come on, Alex. Stop waiting in the wings.
No. I'll be on in a minute.
So here's the deal, folks. It's time for America to wake up to some serious issues, and everything that the left is proposing as solutions to these issues is just adding to the problem. One good person with a gun would have stopped and potentially saved lives that day, would have stopped that shooter and potentially saved lives. One. Just one. Just one. And guess what? All the gun legislation, all the anti-gun laws that could be passed by Democrats would not have stopped that shooter, but one good guy with a gun would have. That's logic, that's reasoning, that's common sense. But don't let that get in the way of an agenda. Don't let that get in the way of a narrative. And now all the liberal lefties that claim to be fighting racism jumped the shark and said, he's a white male. He's a white male. He's probably a Christian white male and a Trump supporter. He's MAGA. I'll bet my salary on it. That's a viral tweet from David Hoffman. Said he bet his salary that it was a right-wing MAGA white male. Do you think he'll be relinquishing his salary anytime soon? No. What about all the liberals that shared that tweet and said, oh, guarantee you he's white. Oh, absolutely he's white. Oh, of course he loves Trump. No, he hated Trump. He was a liberal leftist. He was a Syrian immigrant, and he was a Muslim. Now, do I blame any of those groups of people for this shooter? Absolutely not. The guy was obviously deranged, probably on psychotropic drugs. But the point is, the liberals lied about it again because they lie about everything. Alex Jones coming up next.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
It did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Well, I was on a secret mission in Connecticut. It was not the Skull and Bones visit yesterday, but that was part of it. But I am back in Austin, just landed about 30 minutes ago, rushed here to the studio. Flight was a little bit delayed, or I would have been here for the start of the broadcast. Appreciate Owen Schroeder sitting in during much of the first hour into the second. But we are now live, and I'll be hosting the fourth hour today as well. And so, coming up next hour, I'm going to open the phones up so you can respond to the wheels coming off the Obama administration, just absolutely flying off. And no, that was not a mistake I made on air. The wheels coming off Obama 2.0 administration with their puppet Biden. It is disintegrating way quicker than I thought it even would. We predicted it would disintegrate. That was a foregone conclusion. But this is like watching a train wreck in fast motion. It's not in slow motion. Totally crazy. And let's go ahead and play a clip of Biden telling everybody just 6 months ago, if I get elected, surge the border.
What I would do as president is several more things, because things have changed. I would, in fact, make sure that we immediately surge to the border. All those people are seeking asylum. They deserve to be heard. That's who we are. We're a nation that says if you want to flee and you're fleeing oppression, you should come.
And if you want to kidnap a kid and bring him along with you, even better. And so now we have the incredible Project Veritas. Out of all their exploits, out of all their bombshells, out of everything they've done, this is the biggest thing. I wouldn't say it's the biggest journalistic thing they ever did, even though it's incredible and a five-star compared to some of the undercover stuff that took years to do. But just getting the photos they don't want out, flying over the compound, just bringing it out right at this moment, it's the biggest thing Project Veritas has ever done, hands down. Incredible. Just, I had tears in my eyes last night watching that and just seeing that. For the fact that they have told people come here with kidnapped children. They've said if you got a child under 10, you get in free. So they are literally kidnapping children. The smugglers are making in Texas alone 14 million more a day off of smuggling people. If they don't pay all the full price, they kill them. There are hundreds of thousands of people in unmarked mass graves all over the U.S. border with Mexico. And it's not ranchers like in Machete Kills with Don Johnson shooting pregnant women in the stomach. It's the coyotes that the Democrats think I'm talking about, a real wolf. No, the smugglers that are doing it. Just absolute pure evil as the globalists attempt to break this country. And we have the video and the photos. Migrants, illegal aliens, wave Biden for president flag while waiting to enter the United States. Are some of these nice people? Yes. Are some of them bad people? Yes. But the big overarching issue is they turn the third world off with complete lockdown for over 6 months. Now we're into a year of partial lockdown. The immigrants say, we have nothing. There's no water. There's no food. We have to come here. And the UN is there with Joe Biden T-shirts and with $1,000, $2,000, $3,000 euro or debit cards with no name on them. This is in the news. And the people from all over the world. They're from Asia. They're from Africa. They're from the Middle East. They're from South America. They're from Central America. They're from Mexico. And they are just pouring across. The UN opens up these migration centers into Europe. They open them up into the United States. We put Trump in. He stopped it dead. The Border Patrol stopped it dead. And now they're breaking our border with tens of thousands a day. And it's a crime when Obama would just release children to smuggler groups. They call them NGOs. non-governmental organizations. And Biden's doing that again. They're only holding people at these facilities that hold 10,000, 15,000, 20,000 apiece. They built new ones, by the way, under Trump. Trump built a bunch of them to send people back. Now they're just overflowing with people sleeping on the floor, some cases without even the space blankets. Children are being raped. And Biden says, you're not allowed to have cameras inside, even though federal law says you are. And so good people inside that actually care and have a tough job, well, they leaked the information. Remember all the nice facilities Trump built with the water fountains in each area? And they said, oh, you're drinking out of toilets. And AOC went and cried in front of a fence in a parking lot. Well, she's not crying now because she's a monster and an exploiter for the most powerful, rich, tax-exempt billionaires on the planet, ladies and gentlemen. Absolutely insane. And look, these people came here illegally. Are they in a bad situation? Yes. But they said Trump was a monster for photos of what Biden's boss did, Barack Hussein Obama. So this is the big overarching issue. Our dollar is being attacked. Our energy sectors are being turned off. Everything we have built as a republic is being dismantled. Our culture is under attack. Our children are under attack. Our family is under attack. America is not meant to exist in the New World Order. China, with all its evils, the model. And then they bring in millions of Islamicists, mainly military-age men, just like Europe. 80 to 90% major studies of the men brought into Europe and the U.S. of the, quote, migrants. They call 25, 30, even 40-year-old men on terror watch lists children. And they sickeningly, as leftists in Germany and Sweden and all those other countries, put them in middle schools and high schools with young girls who they then rape. And they run PSAs, we've shown you, telling 14-year-old girls, get yourself a 25-year-old Pakistan husband. German TV advertises pedophilia and tells 14-year-old girls, get yourself a Pakistani husband who is put in school with her in the class. Then the government pays to move her in to an apartment with him. These are German PSAs, German TV shows I have aired here before. They show the women how to wear burkas. And that's where we're going when we come back with Ahmed Alisa. Look at this maniac. From Syria, got into the country before Trump blocked it 4 years ago. Totally mentally ill. Of course he's mentally ill. The Daily Beast spins it. Oh, he's mentally ill. Well, of course he's mentally ill. He's an Islamicist. And he goes in there and shoots all those people, and they're like, a white man went in. Really, according to the coding and everything, this guy, if he has any Asian blood or African blood, is an Asian. So Asian man goes in and shoots everybody. Oh, but you're still hearing white male did it over and over again. And they're saying, Biden's saying, we're going to ban all semi-autos, make you turn them in, and we're going to not just take all your semi-autos and make you turn those in, all your ammo, and I've got an article I forgot and left in the conference room where USA Today says ban all tactical gear, gas masks, body armor. They said, oh, it's so frightening to see American conservatives wearing this, even though Antifa set the stage for this. But don't forget, Joy Behar and Nadler say Antifa doesn't exist, ladies and gentlemen. And Black Lives Matter never did anything violent either. And the military's told, say Black Lives Matter is not violent. And if you don't agree, you're kicked out of the military. It's all cult programming. Now I've got another article right here, another one out of USA Today, where they're saying if you don't pledge as a company and sign a pledge that Biden won the election and he's your leader, you can't get contracts with the federal government. Loyalty test. Got it all right here. Extremists are putting tactical gear at the forefront. Time to ban all the tactical gear. But we'll look at Ahmed Alisa when we come back. He's been tied directly to ISIS. That's coming out. But, oh, he was mentally ill. He was misunderstood. Police identify 21-year-old Ahmed Ali Alawi Alisa as suspect in the Boulder shooting. But he's a white guy, and it's
Alex Jones here with the new InfoWars sale, and it is a fantastic sale. It is many of our best-selling products that just so happen to also be selling out. But despite that, they're 50% off and free shipping on these select items. Again, all these are selling out except for BrainForce. It finally came back into stock. It's amazing. It's 50% off and free shipping. We've got the toothpaste, the mouthwash, the Kava Chill, the Vaso Beats, the Alpha Power. All of these are best sellers. 50% off and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139, and it funds our operation. Plus, all of the Immerse essentials, essential oils, natural deodorants, shampoos, conditioners, a whole host of products. The entire Immerse Essentials line is close to selling out. More coming in a few months. But despite that, right now, ladies and gentlemen, they're all 50% off as well with free shipping. Just follow the banners at InfoWarsStore.com. The huge savings, and it funds the InfoWar, a 360 win.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Thank you. Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
As president, there's several more things because things have changed. I would, in fact, make sure that we immediately surge to the border. All those people are seeking asylum. They deserve to be heard. That's who we are. We're a nation that says if you want to flee and you're fleeing oppression, you should come.
Do you plan to visit the border?
Not today. But I have before and I'm sure I will again.
So it's all part of making fun of the collapse of the country. It's all part of collapsing the third world. It's all part of killing over 10 million by starvation just the last year. And then just cackling and laughing because you stole the election and you don't care. And it's the globalists that are controlling you. Here's another article dealing with this from UNICEF, the UN's own admission, when they're the ones orchestrating the whole thing. COVID-19, a threat to progress against child marriage. They estimate that 10 million more girls will be at risk of becoming child brides as a result of the pandemic, as their families sell them off as young as age 5 in the third world. mass starvation, mass abuse of little girls. But it's okay, because I remember they asked Psaki, the press secretary, they said, well, what about all the small businesses that will never reopen and shut down that aren't non-essential? She goes, we appointed a woman, she said, to the head of the Small Business Council. Oh, okay. So it's like, we're going to torture little girls to death. Can we have a woman there that will hold their hand while it happens? It's like she said a few days ago. They're like, you know, all these terrible things are happening, and the veterans are still eating rotten food and getting sick and sleeping on the floor in D.C., the National Guard. They're a veteran of the occupation of D.C. And she says, well, Biden didn't do anything, but he did say he was concerned. He showed concern. See, they're teaching you that's what a virtue signal is. Like, you wear a mask, you're moral, and you're good, even though it's not science, it's a fraud, it's crap, it's a post-human world. It's the same thing. Oh, you open the borders up, you bring in all these poor people, you exploit them, you drive down wages, you sell them into sex slavery, but it's okay because you're Joe Biden, you're Barack Obama, you're Psaki, you're Hillary Clinton, you're David Rockefeller's protege, Bill Gates. And the public has been trained to be so sheep-like and not even know how the world even works and to just be victims that go around begging for stuff that they're domesticated, and it's hellish. And then they're bringing in hard-core people, most of the, quote, Middle Eastern immigrants to the country, the refugees in the U.S. It's over 75% that are men. Look the numbers up. In Europe, look it up, 85 to 90% are men. Military age men. Yeah, there's this tweet, Ahmed Al-Issa. Why refugees and immigrants are good for America. Yeah, that's right. They're brought here. They're taught by the media to hate America. They're taught no borders, no walls, no USA at all. And it's just the UN contracting with the third world to break America and bring us to our knees. And the left knows what they're doing. They're sociopaths. They're carrying it out, and they think it's their right to rule over us. Orban's come out from Eastern Europe and said it's forbidden to say so in Europe, but this is organized invasion. 95% of the immigrants are military-age men. Yeah, that's some of the boatloads come in. They're 95% military-age men. Hell, some are 100%, but the numbers we've gotten are 85, 95%. It's on, ladies and gentlemen. And when they're on video, they're like, I'm here to rape, I'm here to kill, I'm here to burn. And they just start burning cities, raping. They have all the videos of just you're driving through France, the middle of a forest, and trees cut in front of you, and the men come and grab the people out and rape the women, and then upload it to the internet, and World Star Hip Hop posts it. It's like, look at those white bitches getting raped. And it's like a worldwide solidarity. Let's kill white people. Let's murder white women. And the media is like, oh, it's so liberal. So they suppress it on Twitter, Facebook, all those channels. But then on all of the immigrant channels, it's like insane anti-white garbage. So let me tell you where this is going to end. If Joe Biden tries to take the guns, it's going to wipe out law enforcement and a lot of military. It's going to cause a civil war that will make the Vietnamese resistance in Vietnam look tame. And then if they were even successful to break the back of the country and get most people to do it, it will then create a giant underground and lawlessness. You'll have such bad police involved, they'll all be corrupt, that you will be worse than Mexico. We will be a completely failed state with kidnappings, murders, beheadings, hundreds of thousands dead every few years, just like we basically are becoming. Because the Tower of Babel can be ruled by the AI globalist takeover that's killing everybody that wants a post-human world. And yeah, I mean, it was reported decades ago that the Islamists were grooming hundreds of thousands of little girls, selling them into sex slavery, putting them on airplanes, flying them out of the UK. If they got uppity, they would cut them up and sell them at kebab shops. I remember hearing, I didn't think it was true. That's admitted. And the police and everyone are so predatory because the Brits and the Scots and the Irish are so nice that it's not polite when somebody kidnaps and kills your daughter to criticize them. They do nothing. And Tommy Robinson stands up and becomes a hero but gets sent to prison repeatedly. And then the Muslims are trying to acid attack his young daughters. So you notice he's kind of out of the game now. Just because he goes outside his house, he gets arrested. And the police are there holding the UK underwater, strangling it to death. Senate report, Washington Post, Obama purposely placed little children with sex traffickers by the thousands. So that's who these people are. And so people ask Jones, how are you doing with the DNC and the same groups that sued Remington into bankruptcy and the same folks that sued the NRA into bankruptcy? How have you not done it yet? How are you holding on? And it's because you have been supporting us massively. And it's because we have stratagems to be able to continue in the future no matter what with all this going on. But I cannot tell you that information. I'm not going to let the enemy know what we're up to or what we're doing, but just let me assure you. We'll go to break and come back and talk about the Islamicists in detail and then open the phones up and take your calls for the next 2 hours. Let me assure you, history's happening now, and if you want to beat the globalists, you need to support us and pray for us and spread the word because we are the damn tip of the spear, thanks to you, and thanks to the crew, and thanks to everything we've done, and number one, thanks to God. Without God, there's nothing. With God, everything is possible, but the enemy knows we're the tip of the spear. They know we understand their whole battle plan. And most important, our research becomes the mainline research for everybody else, and I'm not going to name names. But it doesn't matter who you think about, who's out there. I've had these people personally, every one of them, call me or meet with me and tell me, you're the tip of the spear, you broke the paradigm, you woke me up, you're my guru, you did it. It's not about credit. The enemy knows that they're coming after us. But I kind of flew under the radar for a long time when we had 30, 40 million viewers guaranteed every week, bigger than Limbaugh 10 years ago. We were already bigger than Limbaugh 10 years ago. I didn't make a big deal about it because the left's so arrogant, they always want to think they're better than everybody and they're winning. So I let them think they were winning and never explained how we were devastating them. You were devastating them, devastating them. But I'll tell you now, I need fuel to finish what we're doing and what we're up to and what we're building. And I need funds right now. Plus, we have products you need. So I want to salute you. I want to thank you for your support. And I want to tell you, we have the new sale running right now. And if things are so bad, I don't know how much longer you'll be able to even order stuff from us. I'm going to leave it at that. I mean, they are. It's coming down, folks. So get your orders in. All these products are in stock, ready to ship to you. Within a day, it'll be shipped out to you. 50% off all these items. And, ladies and gentlemen, free shipping on these items. Brain Force Plus, the amazing brain pill, nootropic for mental clarity and stamina. Prostate Guard, again, is selling out soon. Excellent for all your glands, not just your prostate. It's great for women as well. And it's also a multivitamin. Dr. Jones Charcoal, activated charcoal toothpaste, selling out soon. Dr. Jones Charcoal mouthwash, selling out soon. Dr. Jones Extra Strength Carbachil, selling out soon. And regular strength, selling out soon. And all Emmerich's essentials, selling out soon. 50% off and free shipping. It's almost at cost on the Emmerich's essentials, but we got to just get it out of the warehouse. Know we've got funds to operate with what's going down. You see them taking the banking away from the president and everything else. I mean, it's already at that level. Vasobeats sold out. Alpha Power sold out. More should come in a few months. But again, mega blowout sale. Please support us, support yourself, and support the InfoWar while you still can. Get a t-shirt. There may come a time we're not going to be able to do that. And it's just going to be, you're going to be on your own. We're going to win. I'm going to explain though. As bad as things are, the enemy's going to run out of steam. I'm going to explain when we come back.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
From 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central, I'm here live. Second and third hour, open the phones up on the collapse of the border, the globalist takeover, Joe Biden's disintegration in front of all our eyes, and just the massive censorship, the only thing allowing this, the cowardice of Congress, the cowardice of the governors, the fact that we're just so conditioned to being abused by the left and abused by Hollywood. We sit here and we take it. Meanwhile, on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, there were 21 shot, 4 fatally in weekend violence across the city in Chicago. Then on Monday, there were 15 shot, 3 fatally. That's 36 in the last 3 days shot, and that's 7 dead. And it's not even summertime in Chicago. Thousands and thousands and thousands, up to 4,000 shot a year. Record number there is a 2,000 dead plus. In 1 year, usually it's about 1,000 dead. Oh, but Democrats run all that, and it's black-on-black crime, 90-plus percent of it, so you don't hear about it. But, oh, my goodness, somebody goes in a Walmart, or somebody goes in a superstore, or somebody goes in there that's crazy, and it's always a devil worshiper or an incel on Prozac or one of those drugs, or it's an Islamicist, which is the same woman-hating, crazy, inbred cult. But the headlines were all, oh, a white man. Let's roll some of that B-roll, guys. And I'd also ask, before I got in this morning, maybe Rob Duke can do it. Will somebody slow down the footage for me? of him. Yeah, so we can just really get a good look at this guy. There's some of the enhanced footage right there. So we can see this individual being let out and everything that basically happened. Yeah, there he is. Yeah, we got the slowed down footage. And yes, he has white skin. It doesn't matter if he has black skin or brown skin or whatever skin he has. What he did is wrong and psychotic and evil, and that's why we have armed people to protect us from it, because we're becoming a mentally ill, sick society. And even if only a few hundred people get killed a year in mass shootings, it's still too much. But what about the mass inoculation deaths we see? What about all the people dying after inoculations? They go, well, we don't know it was that. Sure, you died 2 hours after. Sure, you died a day after. Sure, you were a 36-year-old healthy mom with a 9-year-old that worked at the doctor's office, and you took it and your organs liquefied, and the doctor said clearly it was an autoimmune response. And so what the literature says, it does that. We're just not going to have a big freak out about that. But all this, it's going to be spun that he was a mentally ill white man, not a, quote, Asian Islamicist. And yes, they count Arabs as Asian, even though it's a mix of Caucasoids, Africans, and Asians. And I won't even say the scientific name of what's in the scientific books for Africans. It's not even a racist term. You just can't say it. Everybody thinks science is bad now. They think science is scary. They'll probably want to ban the term Caucasian. All it means is from the Caucasus Mountains. But this is what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen, is the public so dumbed down, so crazy, so bombarded that they think words and symbols are all bad. And I see articles everywhere saying, we're not banning books, we're retiring hundreds of thousands of books as fast as universities can say, we think this is a time-dated book. Oh, it's not up to your standards today of your language and your cult, so it's got to go. I want to read stuff Julius Caesar wrote. I want to read stuff Adolf Hitler wrote. I want to read things Mao Zedong wrote, not because I agree with them, but I want to understand who they were. And anybody telling you you shouldn't be able to read what those people wrote is the real tyrant in your day that's threatening you and your family. You saw the San Bernardino shooting where the husband and wife Islamists built the bombs. The neighbors saw the bombs being built but said, well, we want to be politically correct. They're Muslims, so we want to call the police on them. They go shoot a bunch of people in front of the Christmas tree at the office party. And for a year, the Obama administration suppressed the FBI report that they did it in affiliation with ISIS. And it happens at the Naval Yard shootings and at the nightclub shootings. And it's so many of these shootings that an Islamist goes in and he screams Allah Akbar. Remember the guy that ran over everybody in New York screaming Allah Akbar? They were having congressional hearings about censoring InfoWars that day. They came back from lunch. They go, I saw InfoWars was the top of Twitter today. They said, we saw it too at lunch. Congressman Wiggly. I'm not kidding, from Illinois. Congressman Wiggly or Quigley? Congressman Quigley, we're sorry. We'll have AI soon that blocks that. It's fake news. It's not Islamic attack. He just screamed Allah Akbar. God is great, as he ran people over with the truck, killing them in D.C. And all the other attacks are also not Islamic as well. And we're all being told that. It's a white male, a white Christian, a conservative. He did it. Turn your guns in. And Joe Biden, I've got the article out here, has pledged to ban all semi-autos, make you turn them in, and put taxes on ammo. And here's USA Today. Extremists are putting tactical gear at the forefront. As sales soar, some companies seek distance from the controversy. Oh my gosh, some people at the Capitol wore helmets and wore gear because they see Antifa doing it. Antifa pledged to come out and attack everybody. And so because they wear a gas mask or a helmet, they say we need to ban all of this. And then Americans, the article say, have never seen this before. Only right-wingers would dare, it says, to wear uniforms. You got to read the article. Only Trump people would wear uniforms. Only they would wear tactical gear. No, Antifa, that remember Joy Behar and Nadler say, do not exist. And it's beginning right now. It's on InfoWars.com. It begins. Obama calls for gun control after Boulder shooting. But not the Fast and Furious guns he shipped by the millions into Mexico and then to Syria to overthrow that country and have a civil war that killed 300,000 people. No. He's not talking about the guns he shipped to Mexico to their cartels to kill over 100,000. He's not talking about those guns he shipped to drug cartels or to ISIS. He's talking about you having a gun to protect yourself and how much they don't like that. And believe me, it's going to make us a failed state, just like Mexico. They keep going down this road. And that's what these lawyers and Democrats want. They want us a failed state, broken down, big mega cities they control that are police states. All of us out here in the hinterlands being starved to death, our electricity turned off, our coal power plants turned off, that they rule over. The Hunger Games is a model of what they want to do and what they want to set up. So continuing, ladies and gentlemen, police identified 21-year-old Ahmed Ali Alawi Alisa from Syria, brought her to this country as a teenager by the wonderful current president, Barack Hussein Obama. And, yeah, that's the current president's Barack Obama, not his puppet in chief or his deputy puppet, Kamala Harris. Ahmed Alisa, there he is. He comes to your country and he kills you. Because it's liberal. And the whole media goes into overdrive. Jack Posobiec, who's a great source of accurate information, says Biden has been briefed on the Colorado shooting, had ISIS sympathies per White House official. And believe me, Jack Posobiec has amazing sources. He wouldn't say it if it wasn't true. He's 1,000 times more credible than the New York Times. And he bought it 6 days ago. They go, oh, he was upset. Just like the Jack Shack incel in Virginia, in Atlanta, who was mad that he spent his whole paycheck reportedly getting up to 3 sexual installments a day. And, of course, I looked at the guy and I said, that guy's an incel. Can we pull up the admitted shooter in Atlanta? Look at these guys. They're all little piggy wimp guys who hate women, hate society. So I said last night, I said, I bet it's an incel or somebody on a bunch of drugs or a mentally ill person. I should have thought Islamists, that's the same group. The same woman-hating, you know, crazy control freak-ass crap. But now we have the leftists with the face mask and the tyranny and, you know, all the suppression. And we have the Democrats. Yeah, show that beard, though. That beard's quite a thing. You see a beard like that, you need to run. Can we shrink that down if you see his full beard? There you go. For TV viewers, we're simulcasting on radio, folks. We also have the UK says it's official. The lockdown never ends. The mask never ends. And it says the people like never leaving their house and getting a free paycheck. Do you really think you're going to keep getting paychecks from the government? No, you're being set up to be obsolete. They're already saying you're not essential. Wow, have you figured it out yet? They're vertically integrating the economy with their AI takeover. And the same thing's being announced in all over the U.S. Places like Oregon are saying, oh, we're always going to wear face masks. CDC director, U.S. could see a avoidable surge, sending it in Europe, if we just keep things locked down. The surge. And they count every death as COVID. It's all a fraud. It's all hysteria. It's all people getting into how they're safe and they're good because they're a bunch of idiot sheep going to the slaughter. What a dangerous time. But I'm going to talk next hour about how the globalists are going to collapse and why they're going to run out of steam and how we've just got to be there warning people, explaining the more you submit, the worse it gets. Just remember, the more you submit, the worse it gets. And someday you'll decide to stop submitting. That's coming up next hour. We'll give the number out, 877-789-2539. 877-789-ALEX. 877-789-2539. First-time callers, long-time callers, agree, disagree. Talk about the economy. Talk about Biden. Talk about the Islamist attack. Talk about the open border. Talk about the Veritas Project, incredible footage and photos. Talk about it all, because they wish we weren't talking, but we are, and we're fighting back.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.